And you are tuned in. You are tuned to 91.7 KAXC. You are tuned to 91.7 KAXC, KBXC. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota. And thank you so much for listening. It's Saturday night, which can only mean one thing.
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Hey, Betsy, guess what? You got nothing? If Lady Gaga joined the Goo Goo Dolls, they'd be the Goo Goo Gagas. Did I say it wrong? Okay, I'm saying it again. If Lady Gaga joined the Goo Goo Dolls, they'd be the Goo Goo Gagas. Boy, it's really fell flat. Goodbye.
Every night when the sky is speckled, I'm haunted by memories of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man's moon, not a mouse. That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Well, Betsy, I think I'm going to go back to Jack Handy now.
Okay, I think that's probably a good idea.
Because that really fell flat, but I thought it was hilarious. My name is Julie Crabb. I'm here with my sister, the legendary Betsy Crabb. But anyway, this is Green Cheese Call-In Trivia, where we ask questions. You, the listeners, provide the answer by calling 218-326-1234. That's 218-326-1234. And look, it's a family show, so watch your language, keep it clean, tell us where you're calling from, tell us where you're calling from, and what am I forgetting, Bets?
It's a family show.
Yeah, I did say that.
Guidelines, walk away from your source.
Oh, yeah, well, big important safety tip. Walk away from your source. If you're in your car, turn the radio down. I think that's about it. Where this is going. You want to start us out, Betsy?
All right, so I have four movie math questions left from so long ago, but I want to wrap this up. So, Stalag blank times blank plus blank a space odyssey equals, and I'm going to give the answer on this one.
Okay.
2171. So Stalag blank times blank plus blank a space odyssey equals 2171. These are all movies. I'll throw another one out there. United blank plus the blank blows minus blank below equals what? Go ahead.
Okay. I found, as I was going through the bag, the infamous cheese bag that we have, and I found a bunch of questions that were left unanswered from the green cheese picnic. Here's a few. What popular Midwest activity involves C strokes and S strokes? Not a sheep, not a pickup truck. What other wild thing in the North Country emulates the head of a ram? 218-326-1234. What 1984 Minnesota invention changed the way the world eats snacks? What 1964 game of dots and spinners was invented by the Ronald Geyer Agency of Design? The Ronald Geyer Agency of Design.
And I'm going to throw out, I've got some death metal questions, some 80s hair band questions, and a little semi-classic rock. So this is, I think, you know, depending on how you feel, what is the name of the first metal band formed in 1968? And name the band whose album is named Altars of Madness. I know. And which video has the infamous Tawny Catane performing vehicular gymnastics?
Wow.
Wow.
Which Willie Nelson song played the biggest factor I can't read this.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm moving on. Prior to the 2024 games, how many Olympic medals have been won by Minnesotans prior to the 2024 games? Minnesota is home to its own Loch Ness Monster. What lake is home to this creature and what is its name? 218-326-1234. Just let me stop for a second and let you know that Green Cheese Trivia is sponsored by Fixcon Roofing. Fixcon Roofing, serving all of northern Minnesota. Fixcon says roofing is our business 12 months of the year. More at fixcon.com.
CC DeVille was the lead singer for which band? And what famous rocker did Heather Locklear marry in 1994? 218-326-1234. How about some of those chemistry questions?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I did some chemistry questions, too. And here we go. Which chemical causes the burning sensation when eating chilies? What is a burette? B-U-R-E-T-T-E, burette. What does ATP stand for? A-T-P. What is the only letter that doesn't appear in the periodic tables? What was the first synthetic element created in a lab? 218-326-1234. What do you think, Betts?
I don't know.
Is it hard tonight?
I don't know. I don't think it's that hard, and I'm wondering if, can y'all hear? I mean,
okay. Crystal Castle, she's where?
She is now on a swim trek in Turkey.
Okay. So she won't be able to hear this, but these were good questions. What innovative cycle was added to dryers in 1965? What laundry aid is represented by the symbol NAOCI? And what year did we move into our new building, which is the building we're calling from? We're calling out of right now. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm going to try to. I know all those hair metal bands, but
perfect.
I'm gonna go with. Did you say the lead guitarist, CC DeVille?
I said CC DeVille was the lead singer for which band?
He was not the lead singer. He was the lead guitarist for Poison.
Well, Poison is the correct answer. That is what I have. But anyway, but Poison.
Yeah, Brett Michaels is the lead singer.
Oh, of course he was.
Well, I
course he was.
Oh, I didn't even.
But at least you got the answer right.
You did. You did. Where are you calling from?
Yeah. So this is the Nymur Loon.
Okay.
Yep. And we, let's see. I'd like to do a shout out to Crab Cakes and Migrating Warblers and Randy Bachman.
Okay, then.
I think they're probably
listening.
You know
you're going to get that call tonight.
I did.
We've already talked about it before.
We already talked about it. Yep. All right, then. Good to hear from you.
You too. Have a great night. Great show, ladies.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to take the low-hanging fruit. If it
really?
With Heather Locklear's boyfriend or husband answered yet?
No.
Richie Sambora.
That is Richie Sambora is correct.
It's Bora, anyway. Go on.
Regardless. And then also, Tawny Kitaen was in the Whitesnake video.
Yeah, what's
Here
the name of this?
I go again on my own.
There you go. That's it. Good work. It's okay. Low-hanging fruit is just fine. Good work.
And would it be totally greedy just to get one more in? Quick?
No.
No, because you may not never get in again.
Capsaicin? Is that the...
It sure is. Capsaicin.
Oh, my God. I have to go. I'll never call again. That's three in a row.
East Meadowlands. All right. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Out of all people.
Hi, it's Linda from Dillon Lake.
Hello, former queen.
Yeah, hopefully there's some questions left because you know my rule, yeah. One question, one caller.
Oh, you're awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to take, I think this got answered, but I knew the answer anyway. So I'll take the C stroke and S stroke are for canoeing.
No, oh, I they are actually because I've done that. But it's and I'm going to say that I'll give that to you, but it's not when they say activity that's kind of the sort of the blanket subject because it's also in a particular form of art, et cetera, et cetera. But the S and the C strokes certainly are canoeing. So I'm going to give you a partial on that.
Okay. I think there's also a J stroke in canoeing. So.
I think so.
Another extra credit.
Okay, yep, you got it.
And the former king says S is for sculling.
Okay. Oh,
there.
That would be the secret king.
That would be the secret king whose voice we've never heard.
Right, now he's got all sorts of answers, right?
I'm sure. All right, thanks so much for calling.
All right, I'll give a shout out to all the green cheesers tonight, and hopefully I'll get through again. You know, it's strange. I was the number two caller and I got dropped and then I called back in and I was number three, which was surprising because I figured by then at least 100 people would have called.
That's true. It's kind of slow.
I was
tonight.
Worried we were going to have phone problems, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
Good work. I'm glad you got through. Thank you, Linda.
Alrighty. Good night. Bye bye.
Good night. Higher on Green Cheese.
Hi. Did you get an answer for the Altars of Madness album yet?
No.
That's by Morbid Angel.
That is correct.
What?
Morbid Angel. That is great. I knew that there'd be an audience out there for that
for
question.
That.
For these questions.
I couldn't believe when I heard it.
I have a few more death metal band questions, so.
Stay tuned, dude.
Stay tuned.
Where are you calling from?
I'm going up. Angora.
Angora. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the what makes chili hot.
Yes.
I'm going to, well, my wife, Stephanie, she's the one that told me the answer, but then I think I'm pronouncing it right. This is how she told me to pronounce it. It's called capsaicin.
She was right, absolutely. It was answered earlier, but you probably were doing what I told you to do and walk away from your source. So... Good
I
job.
I thought it was capsaicin.
It is capsaicin.
Capsaicin, not station.
No, not station. Saison.
All right. She was right. I was wrong. I guess.
Oh, thanks for calling. Where are you calling from?
This is the Aikio Islanders.
Aikio Islanders.
Yep.
Well, thanks so much for calling.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lakes here. Yeah, I also got dropped early on as well, a couple of times, actually. But anyway, I got through now. But I think most of what I was calling about is answered. But did you ask a question? I thought the question read, what was the first heavy metal band in 1968?
What is the name? That's it, Simon. What is the name of the first metal band formed in 1968?
I think that would be a very debatable question.
That's what I thought as well.
Three British bands that I think would claim elements of that all came in 1968, which was Zeppelin, Deep Purple, and Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath is what I have.
I think the other two would kind of fight with you over some of that as well. But anyway,
this is up for conjecture. So yes, but yeah, Black Sabbath.
They're all formed in different parts of Britain during 1968. Isn't that something that those three bands popped up at the same time?
Yeah, true story, sir. True story.
Awesome, yeah. Simon.
And we were hoping.
Anyway, I'll get out the way. Thank you so much for hosting, ladies, as always, and shout out to everyone.
Thank you, sir.
Simon. Bye bye.
Yep. Yeah. Good night.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Julie.
Hello.
This is Betsy.
Hello. Who is this?
It's Jeff from Woodridge.
Oh, Jeff from Woodridge.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that Simon wasn't answering my question. It doesn't sound like he is. So, movie math.
Okay.
So it was what? Stalag 17.
Okay.
Times 10.
Yep.
You're thinking, right?
Yep.
All right. So, plus 2001 Space Odyssey gives us 2171.
That is correct. Good work.
Outstanding.
Awesome.
Good work, Jeff.
Good job.
Thanks. Shout out to Don and Janet, and thanks for doing it.
Hopefully they'll be calling in. Talk to you soon, sir. Thank you.
All right. Take care now. Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Julie. I also was dropped.
Wow.
And I was number one.
Well, you're always number. Well, you're number one in our hearts right now, Nancy.
Well, thank you. That makes everything better.
I don't know what it was because nobody called in, is what it was. And then, well, Steve sat, you know, for the longest time, and then Steve sat in here, and I don't know if he figured something out, but now everybody's got it right. So, welcome back aboard, ma'am.
Thank you. My answer is Stalag 17.
Okay, that was
your first question.
Well, the question was, it was movie math on the caller right before you, Nancy, got it. But it's movie math. So it was Stalag blank, which you got 17, times blank plus blank a space odyssey equals 2,171. And so we needed the names of those three movies. And it was Stalag 17 times 10 plus 2,001 a space odyssey. Odyssey equals 2171.
Yes. Okay. The C stroke and the S stroke is Rose Molly.
That's it, girl. Good work. It is Rose Molly. I was hoping somebody would remember that. I can take that off my list now. Good job.
And we have Rose Molly in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I took a class once.
Well, I hope you did some work and hung it up in your home.
Just one piece.
Cool.
Yeah. So I want to shout out to Ed from Cedar Island Lake, of course, and all the other cheesers out there.
Well, okay. So second month into your reign, no edicts yet then.
Oh, I'll think of something before the night is over.
Okay, good work. Same with your son king, okay.
And Ed can help me.
That's exactly right, sir. Ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bowing and scraping.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Nope.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Oops. Call back. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, guys. How you doing? This is Stubby.
Stubby, good to hear from you.
Hey, I got a guest on that Lake Monster in Minnesota. Is that Lake Pepin?
It is. And what's the monster's name?
Oh,
something very, very easy. What'd you say?
Peppy.
Peppy, is it?
Imagine that.
Imagine that is right. Good work, Stubby. You're right on the money.
Hey, I'll give a shout out to Clear Lake Tavern.
I hope they're listening. I bet they are.
Half of them is.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. We'll
talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I got a couple of chemistry answers for you.
Oh, good work. I had a feeling.
So the first one, I think the letter J is not in the periodic table.
That is correct.
Okay, and then ATP is adenosine triphosphate.
And so, did you see how that rolled,
just rolled off her tongue?
I bought well, then, book. Well, then, listen. Tell us what it does, what it's used for.
Well,
or what it is.
It's part of in the cycle with the cell and the energy of the cycle. But we use it in the environment in the hospital. We use it as a measure to see how clean things are. So we'll measure how much is there, and then that tells us how much protein material is there and how well we cleaned your room.
Interesting.
So we make sure that it's very low, and so your room is very clean.
Thank you for that.
This is the Lakeland Love Shanny.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, you're legendary, Julie.
See, goodbye.
She is legendary. Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. This is the white pine transplants out of Bemidji.
Okay.
Would like to answer the question about what does ATP stand for?
Go ahead.
Adenosine triphosphate.
Another one. It just rolled off. The woman right before you got that, and it rolled right off her tongue as it did yours.
Of course.
Want to give it a shout out to Becca B, and thank you for your hosting this evening.
You bet. And so wait, Bemidji, you said whereabouts in Bemidji did you say?
Oh, I just gave you our handle, the White Pine.
Oh, White Pine, yeah. All right, good to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about what was invented on the dryer.
Oh, yeah.
Was that permanent press?
It sure was permanent press. Good work. Where are you calling
right.
from?
The IKEA Islanders again.
Good work. Glad you got through again. Thanks so much.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello. I'm calling from the sissy back wet woods. This is the fool in the woods, and I think my answer got taken. Adenosine triphosphate?
Yes. Everybody knows this. I don't know anything.
I've never heard of it.
Whoa, it's a big deal.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now you know.
Now, yeah, now you know. We know.
I won't forget it either, sissy back wet.
Yeah. Okay, shout out to nephew Sam and brother Joseph, and you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I would like to answer the periodic table question.
Okay.
Is the answer J?
It is. Where are you calling from?
Anna from Sasquatch Corner.
Anna from Sasquatch Corner.
Okay. Anna from Sasquatch Corner. Okay, Anna.
Give a shout out to Friends of the Whitetail.
Can I give a shout out to Friends of the Whitetail?
No. just kidding. Just kidding. Of course you can. Don't really. I'm just kidding. You can and you have shouted out to the Whitetails. Thanks for calling. I get the feeling you don't think this is as funny as we do. Don't worry. We're glad you called. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. (1) 218-326-1234.
And thanks for throwing the one in front of the 218.
Well,
how about if I, until you get that worked out, I've got another question. Who is the founding member and primary lyricist of the band Cannibal Corpse?
Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
Again. Now, see, that seems redundant somehow.
Not really. Well, no, I don't think a cannibal is necessarily going to be in a corpse. I don't know. And which band won the first Best Metal Performance Grammy in 1990?
Okay. Higher on Green Cheese.
Wow. Good night. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. How about you? Who are you and where are you calling from?
Pretty fantastic. My name is Bridget Kilgore, and I'm calling you from Walker, Minnesota.
Hey, good to hear from you, Walker. Thanks, Bridget. Yes. What do you got?
So I had to step away because we're waiting for a table at the Pink Pig. So the periodic table, I don't know if it's been answered yet, but J is the only letter that is not on the periodic table.
That's correct. You're absolutely right.
Awesome.
Well, and so are you listening with headphones so that you can, you know, hear your call for the table?
I don't even get to hear my call for the table.
Oh, they've got one of those little deals, don't they?
So it's all good. I'm just like, I got to stay in this.
Good so work.
May I share a funny story with you?
Please. We love funny stories.
So 6-7 years back, we're driving back from Bemidji and the guys are in the front. I'm in the back seat. Green Cheese is playing, answering questions. Okay. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is the answer. I'm in the back. I'm calling. Guys don't even know I'm awake. They think I'm asleep. I'm on the phone with you guys. They don't know I'm even awake. I'm coming through the holes in the dashboard, and they're like, I think that's Mom. It is. And they turn around, and I'm on the phone, and I'm like, yeah, hello.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
So beautiful night. Thank you for all you do. It is just, it's righteous. So beautiful evening and a great year to everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Say right back at you, sister. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Higher on Green Cheese.
Hello. So you asked a question. You attempted to ask a question earlier about Willie Nelson, but then it kind of...
Yeah,
You didn't finish the question?
Uh-huh. Here's what I said, which Willie Nelson song played the biggest factor in something his guitar trigger get its giant hole?
Oh, we had... That's Roger's question, and we had that. We actually...
Okay, well, go ahead.
Hold on. Let me try this here.
So what do you have?
Which Willie Nelson song played the biggest factor in giving his guitar trigger
the big hole?
Its giant hole. Which song?
Oh, okay. So I was on a whole different
tangent.
Trajectory.
Okay.
Because all I heard was which Willie Nelson song had the biggest.
Yeah.
I had a thought about that, but it had nothing to do with the guitar.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me your thought. I like to hear the thought process here.
Okay, which Willie Nelson song had the biggest something, maybe like break for his career or something like that? And my guess would be the song Crazy.
Because he wrote that song.
Because he wrote that song, yeah, Patsy Cline, you know, and that kind of catapulted him as a songwriter.
Yeah, true story.
This
is which Willie Nelson song basically gave his guitar trigger the hole.
Right.
So
give trigger the hole.
We actually answered that at the picnic.
Did we?
Oh, you did.
Yes, we did because everybody came in. So which song?
Throw it out to the people that weren't there.
Yep.
There you go. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
great show, gals, and. Yeah, we'll call you again.
Well, wait, where are you calling from? Did you tell me?
Oh, so, yeah. So, my name's Andy, and I'm in the high desert in the Mojave Desert in California.
Yay! Nice. Oh, I miss California. Okay.
Yeah, it's roasting hot right now.
It isn't here.
Although it's fall and we've had it's been amazing. So
good to hear from you and call again. I'm glad that you're calling because it's like 5:30. It's cocktail hour.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's margarita time over here.
All righty. Thanks so much for calling.
Yep. Great show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Support comes from Slim's Bar and Grill on Ann Street in Bemidji. Slim's hosts their annual Halloween party and costume contest Saturday, October 26th. Judging for most creative costume and cutest couple costumes start at 10 p.m. Details at slimsbarandgrill.com and on Facebook. And also, we get support from the Timberlake Lodge in Grand Rapids, offering an endless soup and salad bar for lunch and burgers and hand-cut steaks for dinner online at timberlakelodgehotel.com. And listen, one of the things, our biggest source of funding is you, our listeners, and I thank each and every one of you. You'll have a chance to do that in a couple of weeks. But when you go into a business that supports us and say thank you, their continued support helps keep this alive. So thanks for thanking them, and we thank you. And here we go. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Don't Lake again.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, I don't think that Minnesota invention question got answered, 1984.
Go ahead.
I think of Minnesota...
Go ahead. I found the question. Did not get answered.
I think it's... Is it pizza rolls?
No, but that's... It could be a toss-up, but no, that's not the original.
Not the original.
Mm-hmm.
So was it before pizza rolls or after what?
Isn't everything after pizza rolls?
Yeah, true story.
According to Mike.
I'm trying to think because that was like, is it Gino Pelucci had the hitting? So what did he make? He made Chungking.
Yeah, Chungking.
Snack. Oh, is that the answer?
No. That's not the answer because he did that in the 40s.
Yeah, and then I think there was a pizza, and then he did pizza rolls, but I can't think of anything else.
But 84 brings it down a little closer to now, which would involve, I can't hint, sorry. We're going to leave it at that for the time being, Linda.
Okay, well, I've eliminated some important answers
for other callers
to cash in on. So whenever I think of Minnesota inventions, I think post-it notes, rollerblades, pizza rolls.
True story. And two other things. You just said one of them, Chungking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other one. I remember.
I will wait to hear the answer.
All right.
I honestly, I don't recall that anyone answered that Willie Nelson question. So I'm going to wait to hear that
one.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Alrighty.
They didn't answer it at the picnic, but we finally gave up the answer at the end of the show.
Oh.
Because everybody was coming through with all the songs, so.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, Linda. We'll leave this out there for now.
Okay, sounds good. We'll wait to hear the answers, and maybe I'll call in again with a correct answer.
All right. Talk to you later.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, good evening. I wanted to give a shout-out.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say hello to old Mike from the Sack. And all the boys up at Steve's cabin.
Oh, I hope they're listening.
Well, I'll guarantee it. And we'll say hello to old Moj from the sauna.
Oh, Moj from the sauna. He's probably listening for sure.
Yeah, he's probably hanging out, putting a little water on the rocks.
Do you have an answer?
Nope. I just wanted to give a shout out. This is the Buck Lake Bandit. Have a good night.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I got an answer for the lead, primary lead singer of Cannibal Corpse.
I'm so thankful that somebody's getting these questions. Go ahead.
That would be Chris Barnes.
That is not what I have.
Oh.
Hmm. How about George Fisher?
That's not what I have either.
Oh, wow. I'm extremely surprised by that. Well, right on. This is the guys in the garage, and I'll go back to rubbing my brisket here.
Okay, and so I'll just say the question again. Who was the founding member and primary lyricist of the band, Cannibal Corpse?
Okay, that makes more sense. And it
narrows it down, if you will.
Head.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Shout out to Luden.
Okay, doke. I hope he's calling.
Bye.
Bye. Or listening. And Bessie, that just tells you that every band has somebody who loves them.
That is right.
What is it? Cannibal Corpse?
Cannibal Corpse.
I'm going to look it up tonight.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am.
Will not.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, ladies. Simon of the Lakes again here.
You know about Cannibal Corpse, don't you?
Well, actually, I may know, but I'm not going to go for that one because I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I'm not sure of the one I am going to go for either, but I'll go for it anyway. You asked about the first Best Metal Performance Grammy in 1990.
Yes.
I think that's what you asked, right?
That is what I asked.
I don't know, but with it being 1990, gotta guess the top choice is Metallica.
Of course it is. Simon, you are truly a multifaceted
human
being. He's
a Renaissance man.
You totally are.
Well, it's just they were big back there. They were the thing back then, you know. So they anyway, there we are.
New generations are looking at them every day.
That's right. Yep, there we go. Hey, you also said, I just quickly back to the ATP thing. I know you haven't heard, maybe you haven't heard of adenosine triphosphate, but you have heard of mitochondria, I bet, you know.
Yes.
So
yes,
and that's what happens largely in the mitochondria. ATP are made there, so that's where we get all our energy from.
So I was just
anyway,
gonna say,
enough on that.
So we might say that it gives the cell its energy. You just said that. So basically,
exactly. It's where.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's essentially the process by which we get most of our energy, you know. So any areas of the body that need a lot of energy will have a lot of mitochondria and will produce a lot of ATP.
Huh. Well, once again, we learn something every Saturday, don't we?
Don't we just? Yes, that's right. So
Thank you, Simon.
Good night, ladies. You're the best.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Simon just got my answer.
Oh, dang, of course.
Better him than anybody else.
Right.
It's true. He's a worthy competitor. I would like to shout out to my friend Oscar and my friend Crystal, Dr. Johnson.
Okay, I hope they're listening. I'm pretty sure Oscar is, and I hope Crystal is too. Down in Baton Rouge, I think.
That's all.
Thanks.
Easy, Alex Trebek.
Well.
East Meadowlands.
All right, bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Eric in Angora.
Hey, Eric. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah. The question about Cannibal Corpse?
Yes.
Paul Mazurkiewicz.
That is not what I have.
How can people know all these band members?
I don't know.
Right.
That is not what I have.
You have Chris Barnes?
Nope.
Alex Webster?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I have. Way to know all the band members of Cannibal Corpse. That is awesome.
Are you like a religious listener? You know what I mean? Like you really love them?
Well, he knows the names.
I guess he does.
Yes, seen him in concert many times.
Awesome.
Wow.
Where are you calling from?
Angora.
Oh, Angora, you said that. Sorry.
He did.
Good job.
Good to hear from you, guy. Thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love that. I have a couple more, too.
Good.
A few more.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Linda, one of the creatures of Camp Lake.
Yes.
And the Willie Nelson question?
Yes.
Has it been answered?
No.
Okay. Would it be Road Again?
Say it again. Not on the Road Again? No.
On the Road Again.
No, nope. It's not On the Road. Nope.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to throw out a hint here. Because of the fact that this was answered we gave the answer up at the picnic because nobody could get it, it's not the song. It's not one of his most popular.
That's it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Very interesting, and I wanted to be at the picnic, but I was in California, so
well,
I didn't make it. But next year, I hope to.
Ooh, good work.
And
we hope to see you.
I hope so. And I'll give a shout-out to Jenny and Sharon across the lake, and Denise down by Minneapolis.
Thank you, Camp
Lake. And Mary, if they're listening. Deirdre and Mary, if they're listening.
I hope they are. Thanks so much for calling.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Great show tonight.
Hey, so, where are you calling from?
This is Joel and Katie from Esquagamuff.
Okay.
And Katie made me call.
Okay.
She had the answer. But it's the other invention is fruit roll-ups.
Well, I think that they were invented, but they were before 1984, because my kids are in their 40s, so they had fruit roll-ups.
All right.
But that's I accept that. Answer. That's a worthy answer, absolutely.
Yeah, that's General Mills, there you go.
There you go.
Shout out to Toby, Max, and Ayla.
Hey, I'm glad you're listening, and they are too.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, wow, I'm on air with the legendary Crab Sisters. This is the Honey Badger, and I'm currently in Bagley.
Hey, good to hear from you, honey.
Yeah. See, I seem to remember the 1990 Grammys, or maybe wasn't there some discrepancy or a little bit of controversy with Metallica? But I thought there was something with Jethro Tull had beat them before that. They got chosen instead. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. But the question is that who won the first best metal performance? I would not consider Jethro Tull as metal.
No, and that was the thing.
Well, that
at
was the
time,
brouhaha.
Yeah, that's what I. Right.
Well, I'm going to look that up because that should be a fun controversy to know your way around in.
Yes. So, yeah, I just kind of remember that. I thought I'd throw that into the mix for this evening. And great show. And shout out to Skywatchers and Squatchers.
Now, wait. So you are Honey Badger. Where did you say you were calling from, honey?
Bagley.
Bagley. Bagley Badgers. Okay. Yeah. Bagley. Love Bagley. All right. Good to hear from you, sir, and thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Can
bye-bye.
I throw out a couple more of these music ones? Okay.
Oh, wait. I forgot I answered the phone. Sorry. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
So, boy, now I was going to, how about I guess try to guess one of the Willie Nelson ones? Was it Whiskey River?
Nope.
Ah, all right.
Yeah, that's another popular one. So get all the real popular ones out of your head.
Yeah.
Okay? That's our hint because we're hinting only because it was answered at the picnic because we had to give it away because it's obscure.
Right. Yeah.
So Whiskey River is pretty popular.
That was actually my guess at the picnic.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Winchester Park in Pine River.
Good to hear from you, Winchester Park. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Maybe I'll try to get in again.
Do. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
What was the original name of Black Sabbath? If anybody gets this, I will pay them $5 next time I see them. What was the original name of Black Sabbath? And which Swedish progressive death metal band formed in 1988 is known for their complex and experimental compositions that often incorporate jazz, classical, and Middle Eastern influences and are considered pioneers of the technical death metal genre? Again, Swedish progressive death metal band formed in 1988. Yeah, and death metal band released the influential album? We love this influential album. Leprosy in 1988.
Talk about your influential album. I'm going to throw out a couple of more down-to-home baseball questions.
Okay.
So today is the birthday of the only NBA player who has, with a Heisman Trophy, was also drafted by two Major League Baseball teams. Who was that guy? Who won 7 Cy Young Awards but never threw a no-hitter, and who threw 7 no-hitters and never won a Cy Young? 218-326-1234. Higher on Green Cheese.
Hey.
Hey.
That Willie Nelson song. I think it's the one about the Bloody Mary morning.
Yep, that's it. Bloody Mary morning. Good work. You got it and you put it to rest, sir. Where are you calling from?
It's Mike down in Swatera.
Swatera. Oh, good representation. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Bye-bye. Higher on Green Cheese.
Hi. Was the question what was invented in Minnesota in 1984?
Yes. What was it?
Microwave popcorn.
That is right. Act two, Brad.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I remember. Lake Plantagenet.
Plantagenet.
Oh,
okay. Good work.
Thank you.
So glad that you
and
got
hi
it.
Hi to everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
It was Golden Valley. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Higher on Green Cheese.
Hey, it is Steve calling from Como, and I was calling up about the whole Metallica, Jethro Tull.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Controversy.
The brouhaha.
Yes. Oh, it's a big brouhaha.
Okay.
Yes. There was a year that Jethro Tull did win, best metal video or something like that. And I was like, and all my friends and I were like, what? And I don't know. I don't have an answer to anything. But I did want to confirm the controversy. I actually saw Metallica at First Avenue in 1985, 86.
Wow.
Wasp opened up for them in Armored Saint. And Metallica was so loud, so fast. We walked out after about six songs.
Really? Wow.
I know.
Wow.
But anyway, but yes, there was controversy.
I love it.
And you're from Como, so good work.
Yes.
And we accept all controversial weigh-ins for brouhahas, so thanks so much for that.
Cheers.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Higher on Green Cheese.
Hi, Eric in Angora again.
Yes, sir.
I love these death metal questions.
I guess we hit a nerve, huh?
Yeah. the band that released Leprosy is Death.
Yes. And I love that it's the influential album, Leprosy. Was it influential in your life?
Yeah, well, it was very influential in the death metal scene.
I'll copy that. All right. Awesome. Good job.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. I'm sorry.
So that's awesome.
I'm sorry.
So wait a minute. So I just looked this up here. So Jethro Tull's music did not belong in either the hard rock or heavy metal genres. In response, the Academy separated the genres, creating the categories Best Hard Rock Performance and Best Metal Performance. And I think there is a huge difference.
We do too, especially the influential album Leprosy.
Well, they would be in the heavy metal genre, obviously.
Okay. We got to take these calls.
Okay.
Higher on Green Cheese.
Hey, what do you got left for metal questions?
Guess who, Betts?
Yeah, I have no idea. What was the original name of Black Sabbath?
Yeah,
Rockman,
smart.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, no.
Future Parts Unknown, shout out Sisters Crab and all the rest of you. Adios.
Adios. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm calling about the Willie Nelson song, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't played Green Cheese probably since about 2007, 2006, maybe. And I had the wrong number. I had to ask Siri, what's the number to play the game?
Well, that had to be what I was doing it a lot then, so it might have been me, have been Linda.
Our name used to be Unorganized Territory, and we were in between Brainerd and Nisswa.
Oh, okay. So welcome back.
Thank you. Okay, so I just went and seen Willie Nelson up at Somerset.
Yeah.
And he always wears that red and white and blue band for his guitar. And what is the TV show that he sings a song for?
I don't know.
An old TV. He's the same age as my mom.
Okay. Well, it's hard to answer questions from caller.
No, wait.
So,
I had help here in my home.
Okay.
I don't know what he said. Roy Rogers. It was Roy Rogers' show, and the song that they played was, I can't remember now. Dang it. Might not be right, but that's okay. I'm just glad to get contact.
Yeah, we're glad you contacted us again. Thanks so much for getting back with us. We'll see you. We'll listen to you the next time.
I want to hear the answer.
Oh,
sure.
I'll give you the answer because somebody did answer.
So the question was what song that Willie Nelson played contributed to the hole in his guitar trigger? So not Trigger from Roy
Trigger
Rogers.
Trigger was the horse.
No, Trigger. Trigger was the
horse on Roy Rogers.
Yeah, it was the horse on Roy Rogers, but that's not what the question is about. The question.
Okay.
Willie Nelson's guitar is Trigger, and the song was
Bloody Mary Morning.
Bloody Mary Morning that contributed to the hole in that guitar that he's been using for about 70 years.
Well, good to hear from you again. Thanks so much for
getting
back.
Thank you, guys. You guys are great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Higher on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, ladies. One more time, then I'll give you the break after this. Well, when I was a teenager, I had a couple of friends who talked about nothing but Black Sabbath, hardly. And so I know Black Sabbath actually had a couple of names briefly before Black Sabbath. They were briefly called Earth. And before that, more interestingly, they were called the Polka Tolt Blues Band.
You know, I got it.
Which was named after, apparently, the story always goes, that was named after, I think it was Ozzy Osbourne's mom's talcum powder or something like that.
Yes, I believe it. I believe it.
You know, Simon, when Julie and I were, when we were going over these questions, I'm like, I pray that Simon answers some
of
these.
Oh, is that right?
And yeah. And
especially
here you are,
one.
Living our dream. That is correct.
Well, I haven't listened to, I don't know Black Sabbath inside me. We all know them somewhat, of course.
Of course.
But I don't know them inside out, but I had some friends who just were so into Black Sabbath. And so
same.
If you listened to them for long, you knew a lot about Black Sabbath.
Exactly. Yeah. So the correct answer was that I had was Polka Tulk Blues Band, and that is awesome.
That's correct, yeah.
Good job,
indeed.
Simon.
All right, great job, ladies. Good
right.
night.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Higher on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hey. Yeah.
Hey.
We got the answer to that, what was that guy?
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath's Ozzy Osbourne's first band.
Yeah, that was not the question, though. It was, what was the original name of Black Sabbath? And Simon, right before you. Simon, right
before. Polka?
Go ahead.
Was it the Polka Tuck Blues Band?
It certainly was. So there you go. Good job.
Good job.
That was the.
Yeah!
Where are you calling from?
We like to give a shout out to the 40th anniversary of our two friends.
Oh!
Well, happy
nice.
Anniversary. And where are you calling from?
We are the people in line for way too long. Caller number 4.
Okay, caller number 4. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
That was turning my source down.
There,
oh, lady.
That would be.
This is Afton Home for Wayward Youth checking in this evening.
I'm glad you have.
Yeah. Say, okay, just, I really don't have an answer, but I got to just make a couple of statements here.
Please.
First of all, how much more metal can you be than to put a flute forward on your work? I mean,
I think,
you know, Jethro Tull Aqualung album has got some really good metal stuff. And I appreciate them 10 times more than I do Metallica. Fight me on that one.
I won't fight you on that, but all I say, Bill, is that I think that they're they're more hard rock. And I wouldn't even consider them hard rock. I just don't put them in the metal category.
Well, you know, we're going to agree to disagree on that.
We'll duke it out at the picnic.
Or maybe we can meet sooner.
I wouldn't fight you. I bled at the last picnic as yours.
I forgot.
I'm going to do that again.
Okay.
The other, the call from the unorganized territory between Brainerd and Nisswa, that was me too. But what? I have to say, I sold my lake place on Thursday.
What?
So, no longer there. It was just too lonely nowadays. I just didn't want to keep doing that. So I think I'm going to have to look for opportunities to maybe do some programming on my favorite radio station.
That would be amazing.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, baby. You got to do it.
I will. I like the idea and... I could talk a lot more about it, but there we go. Great show this evening, and a shout out to all the picnic attendees, and particularly to Simon.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Bill.
Good night.
Bye bye. Higher on green cheese.
Yeah, I'll fight that guy. You keep your flute out of my metal, dude.
Easy now. Be nice.
Fight him all day long. I'll fight him till the sun comes down.
Up. I think that
also the first polka band in England was Earl Giles and the Red Tuxedos, I think.
Move aside there, friend.
All right, well, you tell that guy I will fight him anytime.
You've never seen Bill. Jethro he could probably Tull, tear you apart. Tull,
Jethro Tull is not metal, and also the Sugar Shack guys, I'll fight them anytime, too.
All right, then. Goodbye. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi, I was calling to answer the question about Heather Locklear is married to Tommy Lee.
No, actually, no. She was never married to Tommy Lee. She was married to Richard Sambora, and Tommy Lee was
Pam Anderson.
Was Pamela Anderson?
Oh, you're right.
Yes. Yep.
You are right.
And you should have you seen a recent picture of old Pamela? She is.
I watched her documentary.
She is so graceful. She came into her age. She looks fantastic and no work. Yes. No work.
Yes. Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
We're the Aikio Islanders.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for calling again.
Thanks for doing a great show.
Have a great night.
Yep.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, I've got to... Since everybody's in the... Who was the lead singer for Van Halen after David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar?
Okay.
This is something I did not know. And...
Which doesn't mean anybody else does.
It does mean nothing. And so members Pete Loran, Steve Brown, Mark, Gus Scott, and PJ Farley make up what obscure 80s rock band?
Back to some chemistry questions. What was the first synthetic element created in a lab? What is the hardest material in the human body? And what structure is taller in summer than in winter? And why? And what does TNT stand for? Finally, when a material goes from a solid to a gas without becoming a liquid, this is known as what? Higher on green cheese.
I wasn't expecting to be answered this soon. Sorry.
Look at you getting in. Oh, you shouldn't have hung up, dude. Higher on green cheese.
We stand for, finally, when a material goes from...
Turn down your radio.
Could you turn your radio down?
This is known as what?
Yellow. You're on green cheese.
Sorry.
Yeah, you got to turn your radio down. You're on green cheese now.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's
I'm
okay.
Like, yeah, we're outside of the fun.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Nine More Loons again.
Yeah.
And I don't have an answer to a question, but Tommy Lee had married Heather Locklear like mid-80s to early 90s. Then he married Pamela.
Oh, yeah. You know, I first said to you, Betsy, when she did this, I said, Tommy Lee?
I don't recall that.
She said, no. But okay, well, see, then I you've proven me right to my sister, which is very important to me.
Well, hey, I have sisters, and I agree.
All right.